When we were discussing the incarceration of Alois Fleischmann on last week's programme, I mentioned that we received a piece written by Brendan Jenkinson about his great-grandfather, who was also held at Oldcastle Cab. Let's have a listen now to some of Brendan's essay on the subject, The Enemy Alien.
It is a strange fact that a mere 25 miles from where I was born and where I attended school lay the setting of my great-grandfather's incarceration during World War I, and that until recently, I knew very little of it. Furthermore, it is an odd thing that the setting of my great-grandfather's wartime imprisonment was the Oldcastle Famine Workhouse in County Meath, which ceased to exist in 1920 and which history had, until very recently, largely forgotten about. In 1914, the British War Office acquired the local famine workhouse in Oldcastle, County Meath, and swiftly began making improvements to the security of the camp. Barbed wire, 5 feet high and 14 feet wide, ran along the camp perimeter, while 9 sentry boxes were placed throughout the grounds. The structure of the workhouse made it an ideal holding camp, while a railway line linked the camp directly with the port in Drogheda. In late 1914, in the dead of winter, the first trains carrying prisoners of war rolled into Oldcastle. 4 months earlier, on August 5th, 1914, the British Parliament passed legislation permitting police officers to arrest German and Austrian men of military age, since they feared these men might engage in sabotage, spying, and generally act as a threat to British war interests. German and Austrian men living in Ireland, England, Scotland and Wales were all immediately under suspicion as enemy aliens. The men were arrested and interned in various camps throughout Ireland and the UK. Among these men was Heinrich Jobes, my great-grandfather. Heinrich and many other civilians were brought to Oldcastle, County Meath, where the British War Office was preparing themselves for the prisoners' arrival. In total, 760 internees would pass through the workhouse between December 1914 and May 1918. These internees came from a wide variety of backgrounds and professions, and many were skilled tradesmen. My great-grandfather was a hotel manager who had emigrated from Germany to Ireland in 1906. He had moved to Ireland to take up a post at the Great Southern Hotel in Killarney, where he met Irish girl Mary Ann O'Brien. Heinrich Jobes married Mary Ann O'Brien in the Pro-Cathedral in Dublin in 1913. The couple had a daughter and were living in London at the time of Heinrich's arrest and imprisonment. Adjusting to the monotony of camp life and the restrictions entailed therein was enormously challenging. These men had all been in gainful employment before their imprisonment, and many were married with children. They suddenly found themselves imprisoned without cause and rendered ineffective and idle. However, despite the severe boredom, or perhaps because of it, culture slowly began to spring up in the camp. In addition, the prisoners began communicating with the local people of Oldcastle. Many of the inmates were highly skilled carpenters and craftsmen and traded their craft with the Oldcastle locals in return for luxury food. As the war was drawing to a close, the camp was returned to the Oldcastle Board of Guardians and a Sinn Féin anti-conscription meeting was held in the square of Oldcastle. Thousands attended and the tricolour was raised. German internees were seen 300 metres away on the roof of the workhouse observing the events. When the war ended in 1918, my great-grandfather and his fellow internees were released. Heinrich returned to his wife and family and soon thereafter moved to Skerries, County Dublin, where they bought the Grand Hotel and where Heinrich lived out the rest of his life. Reassimilating to civilian life, he faced great personal pressures and social anxieties and sadly never fully recovered from his status as enemy alien.
And you can read Brendan Jenkinson's piece on our website. It was read there by Angus McAnally. Your emails about your relatives who were involved in World War One are continuing to come in. We've had emails too from people who've only recently discovered, or relatively recently, that their ancestors fought in World War One because these things were not discussed in the family. Keep your emails coming. People enlisted from every county in Ireland, and we'd like to represent as many as possible in our forthcoming World War One programmes. Email history at rte.ie.